Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we're joined by Dr. Josh Lively from the Utah State University Eastern Prehistoric Museum. We're going to be talking about something that we normally don't get to talk to on air, and that's people in our area being on a TV show. Dr. Lively, pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh yeah, thank you so much for having us in.
So not just you, but the museum was featured in a recent PBS show, Walking with Dinosaurs. First of all, if you haven't gone out and watch that show, I highly recommend it. I was watching it back in my office before we came on air. Just incredible production. You learn a lot about dinosaurs, something which well ingrained in our history here in the Castle Country. But USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum plays a pretty major role in episode 3 of this series, namely centering around the Gastonia. So let's talk first. The episode opens, beautiful shot of the scenery around here, and it's following you on a dig to discover one of these Gastonia fossils. So what was that discovery like for you guys from the museum's perspective?
Yeah, so this site has actually been known for a long time. I think this was discovered back in the mid-90s by a volunteer at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. And they actually excavated the site for over a decade, but haven't been back since the late 2000s, the late aughts. And yeah, they really don't have an interest in digging it anymore. They've got other projects they're working on. But this particular site, it's actually not just one animal. It's what we call a bone bed. So it's a big mass death assemblage of all of these Gastonia and a few other critters too. And the bone bed actually covers 2 acres. So we could go out, focus on this one site for the rest of my career, 30 years till I retire, and still not have all the bones out of the ground. So it's a pretty neat site to work. But digging it has its challenges.
You know, speaking from a paleontologist perspective on this, what excites you most when you find a bone bed like this, being able to see all these wide variety fossils? What's most exciting for a paleontologist?
Yeah, so a number of things. Number one, a bone bed like this, I can take anybody out into the field, any beginner, and basically teach them how to do the entire process of paleontology right here in a very controlled setting. I mean, granted, you have all the elements that we experience in Eastern Utah, but in the grand scheme of things, it's a pretty controlled environment, and they're going to see fossils. They're going to see dinosaur bones in the ground. So that's really great from an engagement standpoint. But from a scientific standpoint, when you've got a big bone bed like this, mostly of one type of animal, you can really start to learn about the biology of these animals. So many times a dinosaur species might be represented by one individual. We have probably thousands of individuals at this one locality.
Now, one of the things that really impressed me about this episode was it focuses on two very dinosaur species that are very centric to our area. You have the Utah Raptor and you have the Gastonia, which until watching this, I wasn't too familiar with, but doing some background research, I found out that there's a species of Gastonia that's actually named for Donald Byrd, which just mind-blowing to me that we have USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum ingrained this deeply in paleontological culture.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So the focus of this episode, Gastonia and Utah Raptor, the first individuals of those species, those genera ever described, are housed right here at our museum. So we have the first described specimen of Utah Raptor, not as complete as some of the ones that have been found more recently by other institutions, but we have the first. So anyone that studies raptor dinosaurs on the planet comes to Price, Utah to look at our Utah Raptor. And then we also have the first specimen of Gastonia that was ever described, which is a beautiful skull that we have on display in the museum. So, I think that's something that, a lot of folks are surprised about, that the Prehistoric Museum has played such a central role in paleontology in this region over the last 60 years.
You know, it's an absolute gem to have in our community. I am very proud to have the Prehistoric Museum right here in Carbon County and in the Castle Country. Now, we were talking about it a little before we came on air, but there were a few unique challenges that kind of came along with this dig. In particular, you're being filmed the whole time. How does that kind of change things up for you as you're going through the normal paleontological process that you do?
Yeah, so whenever we're doing a big excavation like this, we have volunteers helping us out. At the Prehistoric Museum, we have 2 paid paleontologists, myself and our collections manager, Matt Mers, and that's it. but we'll sometimes have up to 15, 17 folks on a dig, and most of those are either USU students or volunteers from the community that don't necessarily have a background in paleo. So for me, oftentimes on a big dig like this, it's a lot of people management, which is great because you get to involve a lot of people in the process, but you also get a lot more done than if it's just myself and Matt out there digging. So there's that part of it, but then when you have a camera crew of 5 to 10 folks that are there saying, oh, sorry, can you do that again? You know, that adds a kind of a different layer. And so having the BBC out there filming this episode was kind of an experience. I had never really been on TV other than the news a few times. So learning how showbiz works, it was a lot.
It definitely is. Getting a behind-the-scenes look as close as you did to the TV industry, that's a bit of a harrowing experience, especially when they're shoving those cameras in your faces as you're trying to do what you normally do. I'm sure at times that just, it probably is a little stressful, but you guys handled it excellent in that episode.
It was fun. You know, other than the part where oftentimes you have to do multiple takes, of course, for the same thing, and, you know, making sure you say things roughly the same as what you did last. You know, it can get a little taxing. And one thing that was really unique about this, the filming of this episode, normally when folks come on dinosaur digs to film for, I'll give you an example, a colleague of mine, Jim Kirkland, got filmed for Dirty Jobs back when that show was on, and they were out for a day. The BBC was out with us for 11 days. So it wasn't just a quick in and out. They were filming us all day, every day for almost 2 weeks. So it was an experience. And just to give you a little behind the scenes, the first roughly minute of the episode starts with Jim and I driving through some beautiful scenery around Canyonlands and Fisher Towers. And it's about a minute. That was 12 hours of filming. So just to give you, a look behind the curtain.
You know, if you haven't checked this episode out, I highly recommend you do so. You can do that by visiting pbs.org. It's going to be airing intermittently on the PBS TV channel. So lots of chances to go and watch it. And the best part is it's free. That's why we like the PBS. You can, no paywall. You can go right in, watch this. Just an incredible program. Now, something we both wanted to talk about coming in was volunteers for the museum, something that can really help you out on digs and just help at the museum in general.
For sure, yeah. So that's something I always try to tell anyone anytime that I can, is that we do take volunteers at the museum. We take volunteers in the air conditioning, in our prep lab, as well as in our collections. Our collection space is right there on the USU Eastern campus. Our lab is in the museum itself. So if you don't like to spend your time out in the desert, you can always come, get involved with paleontology in-house in the museum. But if you're interested in this particular dig site or any of our other field projects, you can come on a dig, volunteer with us, totally free. We feed you, we water you. All you have to do is, either hike around, stare at the ground, look for fossils, or in the case of our Gastonia site that we're digging, plop down under a shade tent and dig, 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 and see more dinosaur bones than you would ever care to.
You know, it's always a great time talking to the museum because you guys do so much for our community, and it's fun seeing you guys out in the field doing all this work. Now, Dr. Lively, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, so definitely check out this episode. It's going to be available for quite some time on pbs.org. You can stream it anytime. But, as a reminder, these aren't just nebulous things that are out in the ether. You can actually come see the original fossils on display at our museum, being actively prepared in our museum. If you walk up to the prep lab, we've literally collected hundreds of bones from the site so far, just over 2 field seasons. And as I said, if you want to actually work on these bones, get involved as a volunteer.
You know, you can't go wrong getting involved with the Utah State University Eastern Prehistoric Museum. Dr. Lively, pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Again, that was Dr. Josh Lively with the Utah State State University Eastern Prehistoric Museum, and we were talking about the museum's appearance on the PBS program Walking with Dinosaurs. A full stream of that is available over on PBS.org. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.